grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in. Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Chris Valley.
Good afternoon. Kia ora, John.
How's it going, mate?
Very well. Very well up here on sunny K Road and getting set for First Thursday tonight when all the, well, a lot of the shops are open late and there's some entertainment and bands and DJs and things all up and down the road. So I think they're trying to keep it a bit of a secret, to be honest. Haven't really told anyone. Like, it's, you know, just for the in club.
Yes.
But I'm blowing the secret. I'm letting everyone know. Come on down.
So tonight, the weather is looking good. I've just had a pair out the window here at BFM and I can just only see blue sky, so...
That's right. That's very nice. There's a fresh breeze. You know, keep your joints sheltered or they might burn a bit hot in the breeze, or bring a vape. A vape is good for in the breezy fresh air.
Now, you have fired across a bunch of news stories today, Chris Valley, so we'll try and truck through all of them because they're all fairly topical and interesting. Where do you want to start?
Right, well, let's start in the chronological order, which was shortly after last week's show. There was a story come out on News Hub, like a lot of media, actually, they just seem to regurgitate something that was fed to them. The same kind of headline and same story seem to go all around the world, saying same thing. Study reveals smoking cannabis from bong at home generates high pollutant levels. And the media stories all seem to make up it was something to do with a bong, and don't smoke a bong, cause it's particularly bad.
Mm.
And actually, it was nothing of the sort. It was just some researchers in Colorado went along with their mates to a party, and they sealed up the doors and windows, and they measured the cannabinoids in the air and the other toxins. And after about three to six hours of smoking in the sealed up room, it was a smoky room. Like, surprise. I mean, yeah, so that was the level of the study, and really the solution there is, well, you don't have to sit inside in a sealed up room, you know, go outside or open a window, try it in different ways, like edibles and vaping and things like that. But the other important thing was it had nothing to do with the cannabinoids themselves. As we've discussed last week, the cannabinoids aren't toxic and they might actually help people live longer, but it's the smoke, you know, clear out the smoke, get some fresh air. That was the big thing from that. So, again, just contrary to the headline, nothing to do with bongs. It was just about locking yourself up in a sealed little room and hotboxing it for 6 hours.
What about what about the occasional hotbox? Because it's pretty classic. Just once every while.
Indoors, right? It's smoking indoors, so you've got to treat it the same as tobacco in terms of that. So it comes with the same risks and also the same solution, which is just step outside, especially if you're around children. But, you know, fresh air is good. Open a window. And away you go. The other thing, though, is these studies also all find, and this one did, or that one didn't look at it, but these things are reversible, so even if there are harms, you know, a bit of abstinence, as I say, a bit of cutting back, and people usually come right. Speaking of which, though, Otago Daily Times on Monday, another regurgitation of a press release, this one from Drug Free Australia, which is a Christian group, fairly fundamentalist right-wing, you could describe them as. And they've got these two psychiatrists as part of the group, and they're claiming, oh, we're these amazing researchers, and they've put out this press release. It's literally gone all around the world with the exact same headline, study finds cannabis causes more cancers than tobacco. It's in the ODT, which then means it's on the Herald site, and it's just, if you just Google that, you just find it verbatim, word for word, all around the place. So, psychiatrists. Experts in cancer? No, they're not. And are they even experts in research and doing studies? Turns out they're not. Now, Russell Brown has done a really good job of dissecting it. And if you go over to his Twitter, you can find a thread where he's actually, as he notes, he actually read the study. And what it seems is most editors are just publishing these press releases without going to the source material, going, well, is this actually true? You know, do I have time to spend an hour or two to read the study and work out whether it's true or not. It seems they don't. They just want to throw it up there. But Russell actually did. And what he's noted is that when you actually look into the study, they found lower rates of cancer. And it was just, but it was just shonky. It was looking at seizures of illicit cannabis in America, where actually most of the population now is legal. But they were looking at illicit cannabis and somehow measuring something in it at sunset. Anyway, it's a very strange study that claims to find this link. But as I say, actually it was lower rates of cancer. And then they manipulated the data to try and find some sort of, you know, obscure pool of data that they could use to justify their claims. So, again, just a completely shonky story. Shame on you, Otago Daily Times.
Mm. It's crazy. Russell has included a screenshot of the exact same story, like the headline, being published by multiple news outlets right across Australia. Just looks verbatim, word for word.
Yeah. And this is the problem, you know, that they fling this mud out there and it sticks. You know, these news outlets won't take that story down. It's on their sites forever. And if you Google it, it comes up and they're just printing this absolute crapola without taking the time to actually look into it. Meanwhile, and sorry to be on the bad news, Buzz, but local story, cannabis consumers beaten, robbed, tortured, kidnapped. This is a trial that's going on right now down in Rotorua, and it was a group of cannabis consumers who went to a mate's house to score some weed, and these people leapt out and assaulted them with hammers and things and tortured them and threatened to kill them. And they're on trial right now. Lovely stuff, eh? But this is the reality of what a lot of cannabis consumers go through, not necessarily all the way to the torture and the beatings, but certainly the threats of it, and that's always hanging over people, buying on the illicit market from, you know, dodgy people they don't know and all that kind of thing. This is part of the reason to, you know, make it legal to actually clean it up. Mm. Little thing about, you know, what happens when you make things illegal is in the UK just this week, a woman sadly has died after eating a sweet laced with synthetic cannabinoids. Unable to obtain it legally in the UK. Medical is allowed there, but it's very strict, much stricter than here. And there's much more reliance on the illicit market. And this woman ordered something online that she thought was a cannabis-infused gummy. Turns out it was synthetic cannabinoids, and she died. NewsHub, though, true to form this week, have reported it as a cannabis gummy. So that is the story on NewsHub, is woman dies after eating a cannabis gummy. Turns out it was a synthetic cannabinoid. Meanwhile, Mike Tyson, we all remember him, turns out he's right into weed, as well as being a rapist, so we don't like him. But he's right into weed, but he's put out these ear-shaped gummies, and it's really bad taste. They're in the shape of course, Evander Holyfield's bitten off ear when he did that, when he, you know, assaulted him and all that kind of thing. And it's a weed gummy, and it's able to be sold in California. This is all regulated. It's not like the UK one with the synthetic cannabinoids. It's just bad taste. And you think, well, where's this money going to? It's going to Mike Tyson. Awesome. Well, it turns out Colorado, a bit more onto it, Colorado bans that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you cannot have a cannabis product in the shape of a human or an animal or a part of them. So there you go. That's one of the more obscure rules of the cannabis marketplace in Colorado.
I guess it's kind of...
It's quite good in this instance because it stops Mike Tyson selling his... you know, really tacky, bad-taste gummies.
Mm. Sensible Colorado.
Yeah. Having said that, you know, they would all be tested and true to label. So, you know, you'd at least know what you're getting if you wanted to, in fact, eat an ear-shaped weed gummy and meditate on blood sports while you're at it or something. Yeah, a bit weird. On the good news front, New Mexico, just on last Friday, April Fool's Day, New Mexico legalized or took effect of the adult recreational scene or side. So you can now go into stores in New Mexico and buy cannabis over the counter as an adult. And as part of that, they've brought in this expungement process automatic expungement. It's going to benefit 155,000 people in New Mexico who get their cannabis records wiped.
Mm-hmm.
If they've been up to other things, those other things don't get wiped, but the cannabis charges all get taken off. I thought that's awesome. Other good news in America is Las Vegas, also on Friday, Las Vegas opened on-site consumption lounges. That's okay. What they're calling them. And you can just imagine what that's going to be like, right? They're not going to do anything by halves in Las Vegas. So Nevada has had legal sales for medical and adult for a couple of years, or medical for a while, but adult for a couple of years. And now this is like stage two of the adult side where you get to actually stay on the premise. And yes, I guess it's another good reason to go visit, eh? And also good news from America, Congress just last week passed the MORE Act. And we've talked about this on the show before, but it lapsed under the last... last elections, because the Senate wouldn't progress it. So this is the Marijuana Opportunity Reinvestment and Expungement Act, and again, it'll wipe records. It puts cannabis taxes back into the communities that were the hardest hit, and it's really about righting the wrongs. And what it does is it decriminalizes at federal level just by removing cannabis from the Controlled Substance Act. So that's all you need to do is delete it, and now it's decriminalized. And then it leaves it up to states to work out what they want to do in terms of their local rules. And so it takes that blockage away for legalization. Congress has also just passed a banking act that lets the cannabis industry have regular banking and accounts and things, which is awesome. And now they're doing this. And so now it goes to the Senate. Senate's going to be tough. There's I think only three on the Republican side that are backing it. And but they actually have their own version of legalization, the whatever it's called. It's the COA Act, the Cannabis Administrative and Opportunity Act, and it's a slightly different version. So something's going to pass by the sounds of things, and they'll merge something together, and something's going to come out of it. So there you go. This is actually the 50th anniversary of the War on Drugs too. So that was started in 1972 by under Nixon in America, and here you go, 50 years later, Congress is finally passing a law to get rid of it. And I guess if you look at it that way, our one started in 1975, so we've still got 3 years to get there, eh?
Now, Chris, I was thinking about the next general election, which I think is next year. Do you think the Labor Party will put together any policy on cannabis law reform between now and then? Do you think they're going to change their line rather than, we don't need to talk about it anymore?
You'd like to hope so, eh? Yeah. I mean, they bound themselves to not doing anything in this term, and you'd like to think that, that they would want to campaign on something, or at least have some sort of position. Because if they don't, the Greens will, ACT will, and they're going to hoover up the votes.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's a lot of people that were really, half the country was unhappy that nothing has happened as a result of that referendum.
Mm-hmm.
And most of those people, or certainly, a good chunk of them, are Labour voters. I know that a lot of MPs were really unhappy with the position that the top hierarchy kind of took.
Mm-hmm.
And how they ran the referendum. So I think there'll be there's pressure within the party, and it's up to us to put that pressure on as well, and to make this an issue. And part of that is things like J-Day. So that's coming up May the 7th. It's only a month away now. And it's the Saturday, May 7th, in Albert Park. This is actually the 30th J-Day.
Wow.
Which is, incredible. Come along. It's Albert Park. It's free. It goes high noon to 4:20 or so. And, the old food trucks and info stalls and a bit of a farmer's market and all sorts of things that any cannabis enthusiast or if you're just curious or connoisseurs, come on down.
Nice one, Chris. Anything else? You've mentioned the hemp store turning 25 on May 20th.
That's next month too. May the 20th. So it's a big month for us. We've got 420 Day, April the 20th. We've got J-Day on May the 7th. And we've got the hemp store's 25th birthday on May the 20th. Boy, it's a whole month of ganja-fied celebrations up here.
Awesome. Hey, Chris Valley from the Hemp Store. I implore everyone out there listening to go and visit the Hemp Store or shop online. And we'll check in with you next week, buddy.
Right on. All right. Cheers, Johnny.
Cheers. Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with marijuana.